Listen, Dr. Masood, I'm dictating patient's name is Stephen Riddell, R-I-D-A-L, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is 12/29/1941. Date of service is 3/29/2022. Mr. Riddell is a very pleasant 80-year-old male with history of alcohol abuse, history of generalized weakness, unsteady gait. Type 2 diabetes mellitus, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of back surgery, who presented to the emergency room because of progressive decline in functional status, getting progressively weak. He's had multiple falls. Patient was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the brain as well as cervical spine showed no intracranial process, no fractures. He was physical and occupational therapy was consulted. Patient was being monitored. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, he does complain of weakness in his legs, complaints of blister on his foot. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Denies any other symptoms. Past medical history has been significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus. Thank you. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral neuropathy, lower extremity weakness, excessive alcohol intake, BPH. Surgical history has been significant for back surgery, social history. He quit smoking about 15 years ago. Before that, he had smoked for a long time. Alcohol, he does drink alcohol heavy at times. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of weakness in his legs, complaints of joint pains, history of back pain, status post back surgery. All of the neurological, no history of TI or CVA, complaints of generalized weakness. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Current medications, include hydrochlorothiazide, aspirin, vitamin D3, calcium carbonate, Flonase, folic acid, Protonix, Tylenol, Lyrica, amlodipine, nitroglycerin sublingual, omega-3 capsules, Sena-S, and finasteride, Plavix, Miralax, Metoprolol, and Norco. Review of system, physical examination. weight 211.8 pounds, blood pressure 135 over 81, temperature 98.4, pulse 65 per minute, respiration 18, oxygen saturation was 94%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. There's a blister over the heel of the right leg. Minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, lower extremity weakness. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of alcohol abuse. Next, GERD, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Costello, C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of service, date of birth is 2/24/1941. Date of service is 3/29/2022. Mr. Costello is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing well. He has seen his podiatrist. He overall feels better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Right foot with dressing in place. Left foot with dressing in place. Impression, number one, left transmetatarsal amputation, secondary to osteomyelitis, next chronic systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, chronic anemia, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next diabetes mellitus. Treatment plan, patient and discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better, has been working with therapy, he is now weight-bearing, will continue current medications, continue with will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 12/14/1937. Date of service is 3/29/2022. Mr. Batten is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in his chair. He states that he's been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, he states that his appetite has been better. He has been eating well since his food is pureed. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEET examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, Parkinson's disease. Next, depressive disorder. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. He is following up with his eye doctor. He's supposed to have cataract surgery sometime in June. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation. Next patient is Claudia O'Green. O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service is 3-29-2022. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She said that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEET examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus. Next, bipolar disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Next, morbid obesity. Treatment plan discusses the patient about her symptoms. I have encouraged her to eat better. I've also suggested that she do some walking, some therapy. She will continue her current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3-9-1942. Date of service is 3-29-2022. Ms. Lutz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of any pain. Overall, she has been feeling well. She is supposed to talk to hospice. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. Overall, has been feeling well. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEET examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Parkinson's disease, next atrial fibrillation, next dementia, next congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, next history of COVID pneumonia. Treatment plan discusses with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better and has been stable. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith. S-M-I-T-H, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 9-9-1956. Date of service is 2022. Mrs. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She does wants to angle her neck certain way. She has been using pillows. She denies any complaints of any chest pain. She does complaints of pain in her neck and back. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, multiple sclerosis. Next, hyponatremia. Next, spastic paraplegia. Next, neurogenic bladder. Next, chronic anemia. Next, depressive disorder. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Will continue current medications. Will consult. Will encourage some range of motion exercises. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mark Strack, S-T-R-A-C-H, Mark, M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 11-20-1949. Date of service is 3-23-2022. Mr. Strack is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is laying in his bed. He states that allergies have been somewhat bothering him. It's not as bad, but he has to take medications. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, muscular dystrophy. Next, history of kidney stones. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, allergic rhinitis. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well, has been stable, will continue current medications, will monitor his progress. I've also advised him to do some range of motion exercises, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation. Next patient is Irene Sedrinsky, S-R-E-D-Z-I-N-S-K-I, Irene, I-R-E-N-E, date of birth is 9/26/1928. Date of service is 3/23/2022. Miss Sedrinsky is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing well. She had a laceration on her legs and was bleeding. Her aliquots will be held for 24 hours. Pressure dressing would be done. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She said that she's trying to eat better, has been working with physical therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal swelling, both lower extremities. Laceration left lower leg, lateral aspect of the calf with dressing in place. Impression, number one, skin laceration. Next, deconditioning. Next, history of fall. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She overall seems to be doing better. She will need dressing on the laceration. Will monitor the wound. Will continue other medications. She will work with physical therapy. Will hold aliquots for 24 hours. If she has any other problems or continues to bleed, will be holding the Eliquis for longer. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient again is Irene Sredzinski, Sredzinski, Irene, Irene, date of birth is 9/26/1928, date of service is 3/30/2022. Ms. Sredzinski is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's getting ready to be discharged. She has been doing well. She states that she has been eating better, has been working with therapy. She does. She states that she is just continuing because of her kids. She seems somewhat depressed, otherwise had been feeling well, no other complaints. But she's happy about going back to her home at Village of Woodland. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Wound seems improved, dressing in place. Impression, number one, fall, next knee pain, next congestive heart failure, next coronary artery disease, next atrial fibrillation, next chronic kidney disease, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment is the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She is getting discharged tomorrow. All her prescriptions were signed. She'll follow with me in 2-3 weeks' time. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.